For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I am Bruce Merkin, Director of Communications at the Marijuana Policy Project. An interesting study came out just this week in the Harm Reduction Journal, where they looked at the big spike in marijuana arrests in New York City that occurred under the Giuliani administration in the 1990s, what they called quality of life policing. The idea was you bust people for petty offenses, and it reduces the amount of crime. And there was a huge spike in small-scale marijuana arrests during that time. And what this group of researchers now has documented is that not only did the number of arrests go up, which we knew, but that where the arrests were happening shifted dramatically from white and middle-class neighborhoods to poor and minority neighborhoods. So it's more of the same old, that they go hunting in minority communities.
And the way I understand that law, how it's supposed to work in New York, is you get a ticket, but that's not the case. People often spend the whole weekend in lockup, do they not?
Well, and a lot of these arrests also were probably for very small-scale street dealing, somebody buying a joint from somebody on the street, which can trigger a more serious penalty. And again, it's often easier to get people for stuff like that in minority communities where there's more stuff basically going on the streets as opposed to the affluent townhouses of Park Avenue.
I know that the Marijuana Policy Project is very much involved in trying to help these marijuana provisions get on the ballot and to educate people, to motivate them to go out and vote. How do you see this forthcoming election season?
We know that in the state of California, there's going to be several local initiatives to make marijuana the lowest law enforcement priority, like the measures that have been passed previously in Oakland, California, and Seattle. This year, it's going to be on the ballot in Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, and Santa Monica, California. There's a possibility of a similar initiative in Missoula, Montana. I'm not sure if we've heard yet if that's officially qualified. There's going to be a medical marijuana petition on the ballot in South Dakota. And maybe most important, statewide in the state of Nevada, where there will be an initiative to set up a full system of state-regulated taxation and regulation of marijuana for adults.
And let's not forget the Rainbow Farm state of Michigan. I understand that Flint and another city there are trying to get similar measures on their ballot as well. Well, Bruce, if folks want to learn more about the efforts of the Marijuana Policy Project, please point them where they need to go on the web.
Well, please look for us on the web at mpp.org.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.